All right, thank you very much. And here we go into our final hour this year from Big Iron 2019 at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. It's been good. Next year, it'll probably be 90 degrees and we'll be praying for rain. Who knows? That's the weather extremes are have been extreme this year for sure. From the North Dakota Soybean Council, the Director of Research Programs is Kendall Nichols. Hello, Ken.
Hey there, Mick. How are you doing? You mudded in today?
Well, I brought the four-wheel drive, three-quarter ton Dodge diesel. I'm parked in a good spot, and I guess if anybody needs to get pulled out later, they should call somebody else.
Well, I just wanted your number.
I guess I'll do it if I have to. I got a rig that could help somebody out of the parking lot, but it's really not that bad. All the parking lots are gravel, and it's all pretty good if you don't go on the sod.
Yeah, just be careful, and you'll be just fine.
Yeah, kind of like farming. Be careful.
Well, sometimes you can be careful and still get into trouble. But
yeah. Hey, now, For the last 4 years, I believe, the North Dakota Soybean Council has been funding the SCN research, the sampling that takes place.
Yeah, through the soybean checkoff, we fund the sampling that's done through the NDSU extension, and each of your extension agents will have bags that you can go in, pick up, go out to your field, and pull samples. And what we want you to do is look for areas where you expect to find them, you know, like entrance ways into fields, the low spots that may or yellow spots out there, and soil sample through the roots.
Don't do it between the rows. Get kind of come in at an angle from right under the plant.
Yep, exactly right. Come in at an angle if you get some of those roots in there. That way, if you have nematodes, then they can sample. Find it in the samples. If you go in the middle of the rows, there's no roots, no nematodes, you'll say that I'm good.
Yeah.
Of course, if you want it to be good all the time, you can do that, but that doesn't help you at all.
Yeah.
You send those sacks in, you don't have to pay, you get the results. Sam Markell doesn't use any names, but he produces the great maps that show us where we got to watch out for. So soybean cyst nematode is the number one yield robber of soybeans in the United States.
And kind of an invisible yield robber. People didn't know what's going on with my fields until they discovered it was SCN.
Or you got that field that kind of just didn't do as well as the other fields. And we've had guys go out there and pull soil samples and find 10, 15, 20,000 per liter, and we consider 5,000 bad, so they lost 30 or 40% of their yield.
Yeah, wow, it doesn't take long as they're chewing up the roots of the plant. So.
Yeah, and we can manage it, so Dr. Markell has some great management practices that help us manage it and make it so that field still can be profitable.
Okay, now my next question is, why is the North Dakota Soybean Council funding this research and giving farmers this for free?
We do it because it's their checkoff dollars that pay for it. So you pay for it, so take advantage of it.
Yeah, right.
And anytime that we can do something that enables our producers to... we would like to say more profitable all the time, but reduce their costs, anything that's beneficial, that's what we do.
All right. And one of the other things that you do is, in addition, so call your county agent and make sure get them. Don't send it in to NDSU. Give it to the county agent?
Nope. No. You can throw it right in the mail.
Okay. But get the bag from your county agent.
Get the bag from the county agent. It's all... pre-labeled, so all you do is send it in, and you'll get your notes on how many cyst nematodes or your note that says you're good to go without any.
All right, well, and but like so many other things, eventually it's going to probably show up, right?
It eventually, as we mature in soybean production, it will show up, but again, the good news is we can manage it.
But it's not like aphids, where some years we have them, some years we don't. This year there were few. But
once you have it in your field, it's there, and it will be there till eternity.
Yeah, it's just amazing. They're down there, and the harsh winters doesn't bother them.
No, they just, I don't know if they got earmuffs or what, but they just, they really don't give a darn.
Yeah, and they keep moving north, too, so apparently maybe they like winters.
And if you buy equipment probably from southeastern North Dakota where there's a lot of SCN, make sure you power wash that equipment off, get all the dirt off, because that's how they move. They move with the dirt, they move with water. And so they hitch a ride. They're great hitchhikers, but let's do everything to keep them out of your field.
All righty. Good advice from Kendall Nichols, Director of Research Programs, North Dakota Soybean Council. Other research that's important to soybean growers that you are funding?
We are looking at aphids, just like we have weed resistance studies. We have aphids that are now becoming resistant to our pyrethroids that used to be effective on them. And with this resistance, we also got to change our tactics and use different herbicides, insecticides to control the aphids. So Janet Knodel is part of a several state study looking at resistance in aphids. So we also got to make sure that we're rotating our insecticides and our herbicides, because this resistance issue is something that we've brought on to a certain extent ourselves by just using the same pesticides time after time after time. And we're learning how to manage it better, but everybody's got to participate in this program and rotate our herbicides just like we rotate our crops.
Diversity is a good thing.
It is a darn good thing.
Yeah, every time you... Now, I don't know of anybody who paints their house the same color over and over again.
Well...
Or paint the bedroom or whatever. You know, it's always a different color.
Well, I shouldn't say this, but my wife once painted our bedroom honeysuckle pink.
Uh-huh.
Oh, or... It was awful.
You should see the face that Kendall is making now, folks.
just don't tell my wife I shared that.
Okay.
But I'll be sleeping in the truck tonight.
Yeah. Right. But it's important to do things differently every year. Crop rotation, too, is a good thing. Huh?
Yes, it is. And I may work for a soybean council, but the more we can rotate and get small grains and corn and other crops into our rotation, the better it is. It helps with resistance. It helps us increase yields on those crops as we rotate. It's kind of like crossbreeding cattle. You know, there's advantage to crossbreeding.
But yeah, absolutely. There you go. All righty. We were in Illinois at the Farm Progress Show about 3 weeks ago, and I did brag up North Dakota. Hey, we recently have been the number four soybean growing state in the nation, and Cass County is the number one soybean producing county in the U.S.
Yep, we sit right in the middle of it here today, and we're proud of the advancements we made in soybean production practices. Dr. Ted Helms with the breeding program, he's got that GT1709 variety that out in western North Dakota has taken over a lot of the acres out west, and it's just really doing well.
It's a public Roundup variety. Pretty cool.
Public Roundup variety. You buy it, do a good job, get it certified, and plant your own seed back into the ground.
All right. Awesome stuff. All righty. Ken, other important notes that the Soybean Council is doing for folks?
One thing I'd like to mention is every year we have elections, and this year we've got four different districts that are up for election. We got district number 10 is Cavalier, Pembina, and Walsh counties up north. We've also got 8, which is Nelson, Griggs, and Steele, and then 2, Ransom and Sargent, and then number 12 that runs all the way from McKenzie County in northwestern North Dakota down to Bowman County right in the corner. Sheridan County is northeastern part of it, and McIntosh County is in the southeast. So that takes in a huge number of counties, but We've had very competitive races in the Soybean Council, and I encourage producers to nominate themselves or nominate one of their neighbors who would do a good job, because we're always anxious to have competitive elections. And once you get on, it's those who are on the council want to remain on the council.
Yeah.
And it's a great learning experience.
And there's travel involved.
Well, there ends up to be travel. We can't say it's just four meetings a year, because there's trade missions as we try and expand our market for soybeans. We take a look at a number of different nations, and it's very important that we continue to expand our market so that we're not reliant on one country.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Work of the North Dakota Soybean Council. Yeah, elections coming up. Get involved. And if somebody wants to run, how do they do that? How do they nominate?
It will come to your house through the mail.
Uh-huh.
Take a look at it, and all you have to do is put your name on it, self-addressed envelope, nominate it, throw it in, and it'll go back to your county agent, and they'll be on the election, and the ballots will come right out to your house, too. So everybody can be, and you can nominate yourself, and nobody will know it.
That's better than a democracy.
That's right.
Alrighty. Okay, Kendall Nichols, North Dakota Soybean Council. Thank you for the work you do. Thanks for being on the radio.
Thank you, Mick. We appreciate what you do.
Yeah, alrighty.